Hello, party liners everywhere. If you lived in Monticello, and if you had gone to the Monticello High School, you'd be getting ready today for the faculty and alumni dance, a big event of the social season. And even if you don't live in Monticello, you're on the party line, and that means that you're very likely to get in on some of the festivities anyway. So for one thing, we'll find out about David Hunter's mysterious date for the dance, and we'll see what happens if he and Christy Warren meet again tonight. In a moment, we'll hear how David seeks the help of Marilyn Owens in solving a problem concerning tonight's party. But first, I want to ask you a question. How many of you party liners feel as though you have a cold coming on right now? You probably feel kind of dull and headachy. Your throat feels raw. Your chest is tight. These are the days when colds threaten. Now, what are you going to do about your cold? Take a mild, gentle laxative as one of the first steps in combating a cold. Take Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Because syrup Pepsin, you see, is mild and gentle. It's made according to the original formula of a family doctor. So if you're feeling sneezy or chilly, dull and sluggish, and are afraid that you're going to have to go through the misery of another cold, take a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin right now. This remarkable medicine will bring everybody prompt relief from sluggishness. Party line mothers, these are the days when you should check up on every member of the family for colds. See to it that the children are regular. If they show signs of sluggishness, give them a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin tonight. Get a bottle of this remarkable medicine at your own drugstore. It's late afternoon in Monticello. In fact, it's just before supper time. David Hunter has dropped in at Marilyn and Carlton's, ostensibly to see Carlton, although he ought to know that it's too early for his friend to be home from work. Marilyn, preparing the evening meal, has made David sit down in the kitchen to talk with her while he waits for her brother.
Want a raw carrot to chew on, David? Good for your teeth.
No, thanks. I don't feel that healthy at the moment.
Well, what's the matter? I thought you looked tired. Don't you feel well?
Oh, certainly. I feel fine.
I don't believe it. Would you drink a glass of tomato juice? Orange juice? A nice cup of hot soup?
No, thanks a lot. Don't bother about me. I'm perfectly all right.
I think you're fibbing. But then, if you are, I'll find out soon enough.
Well, what's new around here? What do you hear from your husband?
Oh, David, the most marvelous news. That is, in a way, it's marvelous. And in another way, I'm not so sure I'm glad about it.
Well, what is the news, then?
I got an airmail letter today. Just think, he wrote it only a few days ago. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, science is definitely remarkable, in spite of the low opinion some people have of it.
Jack said the owner of the construction company he works for has offered him a job in his office as his special assistant.
Oh, is that so? Well, that sounds pretty good.
Well, I guess it's a wonderful job. Jack says Mr. Ramsey offered it to him weeks ago, but at the time, Jack turned it down because, well, that was when he thought I'd divorced him.
Oh, well, where is the office, down here?
Oh, no, it's up there. That's why I don't know whether I'm glad about it or not. Jack hasn't decided yet whether to take the job or not. It's been offered to him again, so he wrote and asked my advice.
Well, I can see it'd be pretty hard to know what to do about it.
Of course, I want him to take the job if he's interested in it, and I know it means a lot to his future. And on the other hand, I had hoped that maybe he could come down here to the States and get something down here.
Well, you're not thinking of going up there to live, are you?
I don't know. He wants me to think about that, too. But, well, he's afraid I wouldn't be happy. Oh, well, you've heard enough of my troubles and problems in the last few months. You don't have to bother your head about this problem, even if it is a more simple one than the others.
Look here, Marilyn. I've got a darn silly problem on my hands. I wish to gosh I knew what to do about it.
Oh, there is something wrong. I knew it the minute you came in the door. Well, tell me what it is.
Well, did you ever do anything so perfectly crazy that you couldn't explain to yourself then or later why you did it?
Oh, heavens, yes, lots of times.
Well, I bet you never did anything so completely crazy as this.
Well, what, David, for goodness sakes?
Well, you know this new girl they just put on the faculty over at school?
Christy Warren? Of course I know about her. Oh, David, don't tell me you've met her.
Yeah, I met her all right. Last night.
Oh, how wonderful. Didn't you nearly die?
Huh? Well, no, not exactly.
Remember what you said before you met her? That she must be an awful old dried-up witch? And then you met her. Oh, didn't you feel foolish, David, when you saw what a perfectly adorable girl she is to look at?
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that to-look-at business. It may be all right to look at, but that's as far as it goes.
Why, David, don't you like her? Everyone says she's a lovely girl.
Yeah, well, she must have changed since she went away to school. She's got the darndest temper.
Well, you must be wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not. Now, I met her last night in my former office over at school. She was lugging my books back and forth after I'd left a note asking her not to touch anything until I'd had time to move it. She dropped a whole stack of encyclopedias on her foot. That serves a crazy kid right.
Oh, David, you're being too funny. Don't tell me you're still mad about having to give up your office after you know what a beautiful successor you've got.
Hey, listen, she may be all right to look at, but looks don't mean a thing to me when they belong to a personality like that. When I walked into my office and found her there, she was ready to tear my hair out by the roots. Well, she didn't know who I was.
Well, then why in the world did she want to tear your hair out by the roots? Because you walked into your office?
No, I don't mean she wanted to tear my hair out. She was raving about the fellow Hunter who had the office before she got it.
Oh, didn't know who you were either, huh?
No, not until she'd given me a complete and poisonous report of what she thought of me.
That's marvelous. Wait until I tell Carlton.
I wish you'd forget about telling Carlton.
Oh, dear. Well, tell me what happened. Did she throw you out of the office when she found out who you were?
No, I walked her home.
You walked her home? Well, that hardly fits in with the rest of her story.
Well, what else could I do? Her foot was bothering her. For all I knew, she'd smashed the darn thing. I couldn't very well let her try to get home alone without some help.
David.
Yeah?
You know, I'm beginning to suspect the vehemence of your venom. In other words, methinks the man protests too much.
No, nothing like that. That woman irritates me. Do you realize that if it weren't for her, I'd have my office, my peace and quiet, just the same as I had when I first got my job here in Monticello.
David, what about that problem you mentioned a little while ago? You said you had one.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess I have. You know, a crazy thing happened last night, just as I was leaving that Gallagher gate.
Really?
Well, I told her that today I'd clear all of my stuff out of the office so she wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But then she called after me and said not to bother, that she was going to this party tonight and she wouldn't be over at school during the day, so since I undoubtedly didn't care for parties, I could use the office to work in tonight.
What do you mean, since you don't care for parties? Since when? Well,
apparently since last night. It was Miss Warren's statement, not mine.
Oh.
But then came the idiotic climax of the whole situation. What do you think I did?
Now, let me see. What would you have done? Did you tell her that parties are your second nature? That you're the life of every party for miles around?
Just about as bad. I told her that since I had a date for the party, too, I wouldn't be interested in using the office either.
Well, good for you, David. Did she blush and stammer an apology?
She said goodnight. So did I.
Oh, dear, is that all?
Now, what the dickens am I going to do about it?
About what?
About this darn party tonight. You know as well as I do that I haven't any date for that thing. Why the heck did I have to tell her that?
Ooh, you practically had to in defense of your honor. The idea insinuating that you were such a fossilized bookworm that you didn't take any interest in parties.
Well, all right, go ahead and laugh. The question is, what now?
Oh, you'll just have to get yourself a date. Go to the dance, of course. You were going anyway, weren't you?
Sure I was going, but by myself.
Now, let me see. I know David. Why don't you ask that nice Bertha June McGrady, the Greek teacher? Oh, she's a little older than you are, but think how happy she'd be if you asked her.
You're not going to be of any help, I can see that. Not that I deserve it, I'll admit.
Oh, for goodness sakes, David, go to the dance by yourself the way you meant to. Why not?
Well...
Unless, of course, there's somebody you'd like to take.
If you'd go...
Oh, no, I couldn't. I would to help you out, David, but... I'm afraid people wouldn't understand.
No, you're right. Of course not. No, that's impossible.
Why must you have a date?
Well, there's no must about it, but... Well, since I pulled that crazy stunt and said I had a date, well... Darn it all, Marilyn, I'm not going to let that gal get a laugh on me if I can help it.
Oh, dear me. It does seem awfully complicated, doesn't it? You're an important member of the faculty. You simply have to go. It wouldn't look right if you weren't there. Oh, besides, it'd be a shame to miss the party. You know, you might discover that Miss Warren is a wonderful dancer, for all you know.
Well, for all of me, she can be a junior Irene Castle. Oh, I suppose the dance committee will land on me with all fours if I don't go, but... Not a heck with it. I guess I won't go.
Why, David, that's mutiny.
No, it's a good solution, now that I think of it. I'll just take her up on that suggestion. I'll get some work done in my old office. They're still putting up bookshelves in the new place. There isn't any place for me to work except on the windowsills. By golly, that's what I'll do.
I'll get a good evening's work done.
While the rest of them are tripping the light fantastic down in the gymnasium and having no end of fun? Oh, no, David, that's tragic.
That Harridan down with the rest of the crowd, it'll be darn near perfect. As perfect as this place can be with Miss Warren under the same roof.
Such indignation and wrath as Mr. Hunter's must surely be gathering its force for a storm. But suppose another storm is brewing and should strike at the same time. Don't miss the rest of this incident of the high school party. And stay on the line now. Before we hang up today, we're going to hear from our good friend, Lucky. But first, party liners, you know, I talk so much about colds these days because colds are in the air. This is the season when the danger from colds is probably greatest. Now, do you know what causes many colds? It's the fact that you come in contact with a cold germ when your resistance is too low to throw it off. So, of course, the answer is to keep up your resistance, because you never know when you'll meet a cold germ face to face. Now, your own doctor will tell you that one of the most important ways to keep up resistance is through regularity. Regular eating and sleeping habits and regular elimination. Now, would you like to know how to build regularity? The regularity of proper elimination? Well, there's a way to do it with a remarkable medicine. Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Syrup pepsin, because of its mild action, helps you gently and effectively. It encourages nature to work for herself. It helps you to build regularity. So here's the answer. If you're regular, resistance is greater. And when resistance is greater, you run less danger of catching cold. So get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin at your own druggist today and be regular. Now listen, party liners. Lucky is on the line to say a word to you before he leaves for Colorado and Phoebe. We've been spending so much time with David and the new Miss Warren that we haven't had as much time as we'd like to visit with Lucky. But here he is, your cowboy friend, Lucky.
Party liners, it sure is nice to be able to say a word to you like this on the line. I just want you to know that, well, even if it has been a long time since we were together, Phoebe and me have thought of you often and talked about you, too. You can be sure of that. But, well, now I'm going back out to my home and my little gal in Colorado, and Aunt Willie's going with me to visit with us for a spell. I believe you already heard that we're expecting the stork along about in April, which makes the coming of springtime a very wonderful season for us this year. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the line when I get back out to Colorado. I think it would be real nice if we could have one of our good old song festivals again, don't you? Well, now, I'll just say so long until we meet again, and many thanks from Phoebe and me for the kind letters you sent to us from time to time. Good luck, and God bless you all.
And that's our wish for you, Lucky, and for Phoebe, and for our own beloved Aunt Willie, too. Have a good trip back home, and on Monday, let's all meet again on the party line.